A new man-made waterway could be helpful to the environment and create an educational opportunity for children in Tennessee. The University of Tennessee's Institute of Agriculture is teaming with the Ford Motor Company at its Lone Oaks Farm 4-H Center for a stream mitigation project. On this edition of AgCast, more on the opening of 4-H Camp and how this restoration could change a landscape forever. Thanks for joining us. I'm Charles Denny.
This is AgCast, brought to you by the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture.
What used to be a straight ditch is now a stream that twists and turns, cutting through farmland and bordering pretty woods. It's a man-made venture, but nature benefits. This is the stream mitigation project at Lone Oaks Farm, the new 4-H Center for West Tennessee. After years of planning and lots of work, crews cutting a swerving path for the waterway, a new stream is born. Ashley Stokes is dean of UT Extension.
It's really neat. Lone Oaks is known for the beauty of the place. And looking at that, we noticed that we had some streams that needed a little bit of work just over time. The routes had changed on them for various reasons. It was a great opportunity to bring those back into the natural state, create places where the youth can engage and learn. And so at that same time, we thought, well, we can do a stream mitigation project. I said, this is such an incredible opportunity for our youth across Tennessee, especially here in West Tennessee. You know, we're known for incredible 4-H programs and our 4-H camping program, but also we work with so many other youth as well. It all comes together here in such an incredible way. We have a lot of different hands-on activities, both with the outdoors, with agriculture, just the kids having so much fun while they're also learning skills for life, skills for their future, soft skills, in just so many ways.
Lone Oaks is known for its trees and pastures, but also bodies of water, with six lakes and miles of streams. This restoration project will restore 20,000 feet of stream shoreline and return these waterways back to their natural state. The stream mitigation project should help in preventing floods and create wildlife habitat. This effort is an agreement between UTIA, the Tennessee Wildlife Federation, the West Tennessee River Basin Authority, and the Ford Motor Company. Ford is building its new Blue Oval City in the area, which includes environmentally friendly automotive production. The agreement totals $16.5 million for Lone Oaks and the stream restoration. Ben West with UT Extension has been involved in developing Lone Oaks and the stream mitigation project from almost the beginning.
Yeah, so you know, when we started to try and create this place at Lone Oaks Farm, we knew the only way we were going to do it was a lot of partnerships, and we've been lucky. We've got all kinds of partnerships in every corner of this farm. The Ford partnership and stream mitigation is an example of that. Basically, you just take a degraded stream and restore it back to its naturally functioning state. And then you can use that to satisfy regulatory requirements of people who want to develop property, because the federal regulations say if you damage a stream, you have to restore an equivalent amount of stream somewhere else. So we were working on a project here, a big project, about the time we learned Ford was wanting to come to Tennessee to develop Blue Oval City, and they needed a lot of stream credit. So we were able to do that, to restore about 20,000 feet of stream here at Lone Oaks Farm, satisfy Ford's need for mitigation credits, and allow them to build Blue Oval City. And they compensated us for that significantly. And so we're using the proceeds of what Ford paid us to set up a sizable endowment to provide long-term financial stability for the programs and facilities here. Yeah, today's been awesome. You know, I've been really lucky. I've been part of Lone Oaks Farm from the first conversation, and I've been part of every major conversation. Since then, we started with a really big dream that came with a lot of problems and challenges. And so it's been 13 years to get to this point, but today's an awesome day. What we put on the ground here, literally and figuratively, will affect kids and benefit kids in West Tennessee and the state and beyond for 100 years or more.
1, 2, 3.
Ah. This day, UTIA leaders kicked off the opening of the season, cutting the ribbon on Lone Oaks, now ready to host children in overnight camps. Lone Oaks features STEM-based programming for 4-H'ers, science, technology, engineering, and math. And now part of their fun might also include learning about the stream mitigation. Keith Carver was on hand for the celebration, Senior Vice Chancellor and Senior Vice President for UTIA.
You know, I think it shows what you could do with a 4-H and Youth Development Center if you start from scratch and you think about what would make a world-class premier facility, and that's what they've done. All the planning and everything they've done, the design phase, implementation, sustainability efforts, and what you've ended up is it's just a world-class facility. Absolutely. You know, 4-H for years has taught students soft skills, leadership skills, and all that is critically important. But now when you start talking about the environment, you start talking about STEM education, and you give youth the opportunity to get a hands-on experience at a very early age, maybe it sparks a curiosity, a creativity, and it also teaches them about our world. You know, when you think about the conservation efforts that our corporate partners like Ford Motor Company and the stream mitigation process that comes when a large corporation comes in, the idea that a middle schooler or a high schooler could go work with a stream mitigation program, actually clean up a stream, and really talk about how that makes for a cleaner environment, how that creates more sustainable ways of life, and just an awareness of how to make this world a better place, but they're getting that in middle and high school. It's incredible.
The 4-H Center at Lone Oaks covers more than 1,200 acres in Hardeman County, just a few miles from the Mississippi state line. It now includes newly constructed cabins to house 64 overnight campers, with more cabins planned for the future. More than 5,000 children will visit Lone Oaks this summer and coming year. As they study the waters that flow through here, they'll see beauty, science, and stewardship wrapped into one environmental effort. Thanks for listening. I'm Charles Denny.